Let the experts at Rosie on the House bring the life back to your lawn. Talk to the pros now at 1-888-ROSIE4U.
Well, most Christmas trees are obviously inside. As nice as it is to have it close to the fire, you want to keep it away from there just to keep it from being dried out. But Christmas tree aside, let's talk walking up to the front. Prescott is much more of, I think it's the official Christmas city, just because when you picture that Christmas, that you have the snow, you've got, and something about the architecture up here and the structures. You have those raised deck patios, you have the entryway, you have the more Victorian style that your mind just physically pictures when you think of that Christmas setting. What are we going to put on top to display on the front of the patios?
Well, we're kind of going to get back to some of the smaller type conifer trees we talked about, these Colorado blue spruce, the dwarf Albertas. You can get them in small sizes, like I say, like a 1 or 5 gallon, and they kind of work great, especially if you can put them in a container. In fact, I was at Waters Garden Center yesterday, and they have a...
When I came in off Iron Springs Road, man, he had his parking lot. I could tell, like, all those living Christmas trees. That was a nice display.
But he also got a nice new load of colorful containers in, nice ceramic, big pots too, big containers. Just in those, you know, you put in one of these, like a Fat Hour spruce or dwarf Alberta spruce, in one of these colorful containers, put that up by the front door or on your back patio. It'll do fine outside. And then you maybe surround that with some variegated holly, so it kind of gives you that color contrast. You got the green or the blue with the variegated holly, which is usually like a creamy yellow, or even a green holly with the blue Fat Albert spruce. You know, the color combinations and the berries. Right now there's a lot of berries on the hollies. So real colorful. They can stay outside, and they'll add a little pizzazz to your front entrance, to your back patio. Now, if you're having a party and it's not real cold out, you can do, I used to do this, is I would take some poinsettias and also put them out. Of course, you can't leave them out overnight, or if it's a really, really cold day, obviously you don't want to, you know, leave them out. But, you know, when the guests are arriving and all that, put some of these poinsettias, and the bright red poinsettias with the variegated holly and the spruce, it's just a magical, very bright, colorful combination you can do. And then, like I say, though, the poinsettia's got to go back in the house when it gets colder at night, but it'll really brighten up your patio or front entrance.
And speaking of poinsettias, we are our host, Jay Harper. He knows a thing or two about them.
Right. We're right in the middle.
Have we missed the poinsettia festival yet?
Well, you know, kind of, but that's okay.
You still have more.
We have plenty to sell. And, you know, we do a lot of poinsettias. We sell, we help churches bring in poinsettias. So we're getting ready to start delivering poinsettias to churches in the next couple weeks. And, the poinsettias in the greenhouse is a great setting. If somebody wants to come take a picture, get a little Christmas card setting or a family photo, they're more than welcome any time to come over and jump in one of our greenhouses and get.
And those would be the greenhouses in Mesa.
Well, actually, our Scottsdale store has a nice little retail greenhouse that's really pretty and decorated for Christmas and has some really cool. In fact, we have a Christmas gift shop adjacent to it as part of it. So between the gift shop and the poinsettias that are in there and the other Christmas decor, great setting for a little holiday photo op. If folks want to bring the dog and the kids and get their picture taken, we might even have somebody that might help them. So.
There's some really cool poinsettias out there now, too. Just so many different varieties and
colors. They're not just red anymore.
Yeah, ruffled foliage, purplish, pink, bright orange. Just it's amazing. A lot to choose from now.
Yeah, as long as you don't do the painted ones. I'm not a big fan of the – they were there for a while. That was kind of big, where they were actually taking and airbrushing on them and painting them and glitter and things like that. So, yeah, some people might like that. But
that's a little much. It seems like you're a good plant.
Poinsettia is a great gift idea for, you know, not a lot of money. And, you know, if you buy good poinsettias, and as Jim mentioned, don't leave them out in the cold and you take good care of them. We have people that use those as garden decor clear into the spring. So they'll give you great value for decorating. Once you're done with them inside, you know, move them out on the patio, put them in a pot, make a little grouping out of them, and they'll give you a lot of color, you know, through the winter months, clear into spring.
Shall we get to our callers? It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Take it away, Mr. Harper.
Well, we've got Melissa in Scottsdale wanting to know when to plant iris bulbs. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, and thank you for having Harper's. Our family has been coming to you guys since I was a little girl.
Well, cool.
Yeah, Scottsdale.
Nice.
Anyway, I have a question. I bought some iris bulbs from the Sun Country Iris Society.
Okay.
And the rhizomes have the roots that are dried off. I know I'm not supposed to put them in the ground after the ground freezes, so when should I plant them?
Well, are you in Scottsdale?
Uh-huh.
Well, your ground isn't frozen.
Oh, that was frozen the other morning.
Well, you got a little frost on the grass or something. Actually, those iris rhizomes can be planted as soon as you bought them. So I would get them in the ground or they're going to dry out on you and dehydrate and won't be any good. So if you want to, you can put them in a pot or a container for a while to hold them. But there's nothing wrong with planting them now. The cold will not bother them anyway, the kind of cold we get in the valley. So I'd get it in the ground ASAP.
Okay, thanks, guys, and happy holidays, everybody.
Thank you. You're welcome, and thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for your testimony to Harper's Nursery. We'll be back after this. It's 1-888-767-4348 if you'd like to join the conversation.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.